It's still unclear what caused the rapid deterioration of the engines that powered the Fast Ferry's water jet drives. State attorneys filed suit alleging that German manufacturer MTU Friedrichshafen and MTU Detroit Diesel provided defective engines or recommended the wrong type of coolant. Or perhaps, as MTU suggested, it was the Alaska climate or crews driving the ferries too hard.
We've had experts and metallurgists and consultants, and of course MTU has, you know, equal talent, and there was a lot of different thoughts on what could have happened.
Alaska Marine Highway System General Manager John Falvey says the ferries were barely 5 years old, and the engines were unfortunately already reaching the end of their operating life. Falvey says they repeatedly bored out the cylinders and inserted interstitial rings to keep those engines running.
When you consider the cylinder, which is all part of the metal block of the engine, and that cylinder starts to erode and corrode, what you get into is a situation where you've got to be very careful that the engine is safe to operate. And the last thing you want to do is, bore those engines too much where the cylinder becomes, fragile and a piston comes out the side of it.
East Coast Shipbuilder Director Shipyards dropped out of the lawsuit when the company declared bankruptcy. On the eve of a trial scheduled for April in Juneau Superior Court, the state of Alaska and MTU and Detroit Diesel, now known as Tugnum America, suddenly announced a settlement to the three-year-long case.
Neither party is admitting any fault here.
The trial was off, and the ferry system would get 8 next-generation engines at no cost, 4 each for the Fairweather and Chenega, with MTU paying all the expenses of the refit. Plus, the state has an option to buy 2 spare engines valued at $1.5 million apiece.
I was directly involved in the final negotiations of that final settlement and believe that the state got a very good deal.
The settlement also includes a 5-year warranty and maintenance agreement for both the new and the current engines, specialized tool sets, and training for Alaska Marine Highway System engineers.
And I think we won.
Senator Dennis Egan of Juneau, chair of the Transportation Committee, heaps plenty of praise on the state lawyers and ferry system managers for sticking with the case.
It was a win-win for everyone, actually. Engine manufacturer, the shipbuilder, it could have gone to trial. And you know how trials are. Somebody loses. And I think they saw the handwriting on the wall, and that's why the settlement came to fruition.
It's absolutely excellent news. There's been a lot of questions on the future of the Fast Ferries.
Robert Venables of Haines, chair of the Marine Transportation Advisory Board, says the high-speed catamarans can serve some routes more effectively than the traditional, slower monohulls.
Looking very ideal for longer routes where the vessels can get speed going and get point to point and provide the service to these more distant communities in a timely manner so we can keep the operational cost of crewing down and get back in the same day.
The Juneau-based Fairweather usually runs between larger communities in northern southeast Alaska, while in Prince William Sound, the Cordova-based Chenega may complement the slower Aurora in providing service to Valdez and Whittier. Colleen Stevens of the Valdez Visitors Bureau says it's an essential transportation link, especially for the independent travelers who pass through the area.
You'll see many people doing loops that will come from either Anchorage or Fairbanks to Valdez and then continue on their way out of town to either Whittier or Cordova on board one of the 2 marine highway links, and or the same thing in reverse, come into Valdez on the marine highway and depart on the road.
Steve Rainey of the Orca Adventure Lodge in Cordova says the Chenega provides a steady flow of inbound tourists and groceries and outbound seafood product, high school athletic teams, and expectant mothers and other residents visiting out-of-town doctors.
You know, the ferry managers come to town. I do like to remind them that people do like to move along fast these days. There's a huge difference between a 3-hour trip and an 8-hour trip.
With the new engines, both vessels could continue cruising at 32 knots for the remaining life of the hull, or about 30 years. MTU and Tugnum America officials declined to comment on the settlement or the new engines, but Alaska Marine Highway System's John Falvey expects to continue to have a solid work relationship with the company, which he credits with keeping the Fast Ferries running. He believes that they set the gold standard for producing such specialized engines for high-speed vessels. When the Fairweather goes into the Foss Shipyard in Seattle this month, the current 16-cylinder engines will be replaced by the new, narrower, and longer 20-cylinder model.
The 20V4000s have got a bit more of a power capability. What we need to be careful of is we're trying to utilize same reduction gearing that we have, thrust bearings, load bearings, things like that. So we're still limited as to, you know, how much horsepower we can put out through the impeller on the end of the jet.
The Fairweather is expected to return to Alaska service late next May. The Chinigo will head down for its refit in October of 2014. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.